morning. Just outside Krakow in Poland, there are salt mines. They attract millions of visitors and are designated a World Heritage Site. Salt lay on the surface at first 700 years ago. Gradually, it was used up, and inch by inch, successive generations had to dig ever deeper. In living memory, the salt mines were used as a punitive hard labour exercise by the Nazis and the Soviet Union. Even at its best, salt mining is hard labour. Cold, dark, slippery and dangerous. You know that salt is harder to work with than marble. It doesn't crumble in your fingers as you would imagine. Many people lost their lives in salt mining. Many more had accidents. However, many miners over the generations have completed their shift of hard work and then stayed below ground to carve wonderful statues out of the salt. The overwhelming majority of carvings are to do with Jesus. 100 metres down is the world's largest underground chapel. It's 54 metres long and 12 metres high. It's one seam of salt which has been dug out. Even the amazing chandeliers are made out of salt. The chapel, cathedral really, is still used today to worship Jesus. All round the walls are carvings of scenes in the life of Jesus, like the Last Supper. What a wonderful parable and lesson. When you're in the pits of life, don't run out, but stay there and make the pit itself into a work of art and devotion to Jesus. Tony Robbins, the lifestyle guru, says, when you find yourself running around that room in your mind which has no doors and no windows and no way out, stop running and paint the room any colour that you choose. You have the last word. Jesus descended into hell to raise us up to heaven.